It's your morning team show on WSGW. It's 7:41. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you.
This is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs.
You got a rap deck this morning?
Dancing dogs.
What's that?
I see. Are you on a rap kick this morning?
This isn't rap.
It's not.
This is more spoken word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But I understand that.
Nasty dog.
You're listening with 100.5 and 790 with Siri and Alexa. And, of course, WSW.com. I needed a song with dog.
Yes.
I'm really tired of playing the Baja Men Who Let the Dogs
Out.
What else? Oh, George Clinton. When's the last time you heard Atomic Dog?
And you didn't have to play Doris Day either. Or was that? No, who did Doggy in the Window?
I left my doggy in the window. I'm sure Doris Day probably recorded a version
of that. Patty Page.
Patty Page is the famous one, right? Yes, thanks.
See? Yeah.
My mother used to sing it to me all the time when I was four years old.
Would you care to sing it for us now?
No, no, thank you. I do not. Well, I do not.
Just thought I'd offer you up the opportunity.
I don't sing anything.
Here, I hear you there. I did not know this, but I've received several messages from different organizations that today is National Dog Day.
I didn't either.
As dog owners, Pat and I think we both say that our dogs sometimes think that every day is.
Yeah, yes, they do. Is there
I don't have the story in front of me now, but Krispy Kreme has some promotion going on in conjunction with us.
Oh, does it really?
They've got a specialized doggy donut that they made.
Of course they do.
Participating stores that are, you know, take your dog and have a donut for the dog.
Right.
Is that free?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I'm more enticed. Well, let's see what we can do for National Dog Day, because we know we have a lot of dog owners in the audience. Let's see. How about this story that was from Michigan, telling us about Michigan's most favorite dog breeds, the top five. Number five is the Chihuahua. Really?
All right. Well,
I don't want to be disrespectful to Chihuahuas, but... Is it really a dog? Just throwing it out there.
A good spokesman for tacos.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a
Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
That
was for a long time.
Yeah.
Number four breed. Is this really a breed? Mutt.
Huh? Well, I mean,
it says mutt. I thought mutt was just kind of a generic everything.
Mixed breed.
All right. Number three is pit bull.
Yeah, I like pit bulls.
Number two is beagle.
Yeah, loud.
And number one is the Labrador Retriever.
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. That's for Michigan.
But no collies, no shepherds.
No. Not in the top five.
Not in the top five.
Well, let's go to the national, because I have a national top breed. So it's the most top popular across the nation. Number 10, not just the Spaniel, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh. Huh.
Sounds very regal.
Yeah. They all are.
Number 9, the Yorkshire Terrier.
Huh?
Number 8, the Chihuahua.
All right.
Still on the list.
Number 7, Art will appreciate this, the Shih Tzu.
Ah.
Number 6, the German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, the Labradoodle. Number 4, not just the Bulldog, but the French Bulldog.
Yeah.
Number 3 is the Golden Retriever. Number 2 is the Golden Doodle. And number 1 is the Labrador Retriever.
Labrador Retriever, yes. Sure.
So there's your breeds. Let's see. Oh, got the listing of the top 10 dog names.
Okay.
Let's find out if our dogs rank here. Number 10 is Max.
Still. Okay. Max, right. Max is still up there.
Number 9 is Teddy. Huh.
Teddy?
Teddy the dog. You know, I see a small dog you can call Teddy. If you got a German Shepherd, you just call him Ted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 9 is Bailey. Hmm. Number 7 is Cooper. Oh, I'm sure. So number 8 is Bailey. Number 7 is Cooper. Number 6 is Lucy. Number 5 is Milo. Number 4 is Daisy. Number 3 is Bella.
Yeah, known some Bellas.
Number 2 is Charlie.
All right. There you go. I've known a couple Charlies, too.
I fit that so well. The number one most popular dog name, it says here across the country. This, by the way, is from Trupanion, a leader in medical insurance for pets. Okay. Number one most popular dog name, Luna.
Luna.
L-U-N-A. Mm. Luna. I got to say, I don't know any Luna dogs.
No. Yeah.
But that's what it says here.
No.
That's what they say here. All right. So you got another one more dog story here for you. For National Dog Day again here. I don't know who proclaimed it to be National Dog Day, if not the dogs themselves. Oh, and here's something I'd never heard of. This is from Auto Trader. And it's released its, and I said I'd never heard of it. It says here it's 9th annual.
Oh.
I missed the first date. Best cars for dogs.
Okay.
I did not know that. Well, actually, it's kind of serious here.
Assuming that they did all kinds of testing?
They did. And Brian Moody, who's the executive editor for Auto Trader, says owners, a lot of times, while they love to take their dogs in their vehicles for necessary appointments or just for rides and things like that or travel, don't bring Fido to the dealership for test drives.
Hmm.
And again, Brian Moody, the executive director for Auto Trader, says you should do that. If you plan to use your dog in your vehicle, bring it with you as you're shopping for a car.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, do dealers want their
dogs in the car? And the other thing, if you're test driving the car, your car you're unfamiliar with, and you've got your dog jumping around, I don't think so.
Marking out the windows.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, although I'm also thinking that if I go to the dealership and say the last decision I'm going to make of whether I'm going to spend $80,000 on that vehicle is this and my dog, I guess is the dealer's going to work with me.
I think you might be right.
Somehow.
I think you might be right.
It says here that on an Auto Trader survey, more than 85% of dog owners think about driving places with their dog when they're buying a car.
Hmm.
85%.
Wow.
My apologies to my dog, but I got to tell you, I've never thought. I take the dog, but I never thought about buying a vehicle.
Well, you can't leave the dog in a hot car, so you must be taking the dog in the showroom with you when you go to meet with a dealer, right?
Unless you have a Tesla 3.
Uh-oh. All right.
Drivers can leave. You talking about pet-friendly vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
Drivers can leave their pets in this particular car because the Tesla Model 3 has a setting which will cabin will remain cool or warm depending on the appropriate setting.
Hmm.
And there is a special screen display that will show up in the windows so any passersby who finds a pet that might be locked in a vehicle and be concerned, it alerts bystanders that the owner knows the pet is in the car and that the climate is temperature controlled and the dog's okay.
Of course it is. Yeah, that's Tesla.
Right. A little option there for you. Yeah, a little add-on.
You know, if I'm going to do that, give me a piece of paper. I'll write the message on, and I'll tape it to the window. I don't need the special electronics. Here are your top 10 best car lovers for dogs. And one of the reasons they talk about these is because, for one, most of these models have low floors for easy entrance for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They do have rear heating and air conditioning vents, again, for dogs' comfort. A lot of them have comfortable and accessible accessories, whether in the vehicles or attachable, such as soft crates. Or harnesses to keep dogs safe. Even models from Volvo and Subaru that have built-in water bowls. It's like a drink cup.
Very Subaru.
And special seat covers for your back seat. All right, so here you go. So the Volvo XC60. Again, there's a Volvo because of that. And the Subaru Outback.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
And the Tesla Model 3. You're not driving us.
My wife.
Oh, your wife. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you have that. Yes. Okay, so you could speak from knowledge of that.
Yep.
The Toyota Sienna, the Ram ProMaster City Wagon, the Kia Soul, the Jeep Wrangler. Oh, a dog and a Jeep. Come on.
Of course.
The Ford Bronco Sport, the Hyundai Santa Fe, or the Chrysler Pacifica.
Oh.
Those are your best cars for dog lovers, according to Auto Trader.
I see.
I'm disappointed to say that. In this article, it says no pickups are on the list. It's because a lot of pickups are so high off the ground, dogs have trouble getting in and out.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's not safe. I know we see them in commercials and people do it. I know, but it's not really the safest to put your dog in
Oh, in the back
of a pickup.
Yeah, yeah, no, never put in the bed.
But I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, I have too. Nope. If I'm going to take Leia, I put her in the front seat or the back seat. Yeah.
I saw a guy at Bay in Tittabawassee the other day that was riding a bicycle, and he had a basket on the back of the bicycle, and his dog was sitting in the basket while he's crossing that busy intersection.
Taking it wasn't a German Shepherd.
No,
or something small.
Okay. Small dog. But I thought,
there's your Chihuahua. Happy National Dog Day. Yeah. Make sure you get your dog a card if you haven't.